And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday here with On the Air on WWGH Radio. Getaway Friday, July the 10th, 2020, 7:10, 2020, 14 minutes past the hour. And we're having a great time. I'm full of bacon and diet soda at this point. You can't go wrong there on a Friday. Now, we're going to do something kind of unique this hour, and I really hope you participate out there in the listening audience, because this will be a lot of fun. Now, essentially what we're going to do is I have a list of old slang terms. Old terms that, you know, were used, I don't know how many years ago, as slang. And I want to see how many of you can guess what these slang terms mean. And we'll do a bunch of them at a time. But I think some of these are from years past, so it'll be fun to see if anybody knows what these slang terms mean. Now, again, our telephone line, our line here at the station, is 740-383-9944. Just dial that number if you have the answer, 740-383-9944. Okay, here's our first slang term. What does a wet sock mean? A wet sock. That was once a slang term. Does anybody know what that is? All right, well, maybe somebody knows what it is right off the bat here. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I hate to interrupt on your program, but I don't do Facebook or any of that stuff like that. Last night I was told, you know, I was just told a little bit ago, and I figured if you heard about it, if you have it on your station, they've got it out on Facebook, that there's supposed to be a fair coming to Marion.
A fair?
Yeah, this weekend.
You know, I have not heard anything about that, but
well,
you know what?
I don't do it. I don't believe half the stuff from whatever's on Facebook anyway. But I figure if there's been anything concrete about it, that the health department and everybody else was there on top of it.
I would think so. I would think Tracy over there, and I don't think the city would have given him a permit, so I would highly doubt that that would be happening.
Right. Yeah, well, it's out there on the social media.
Well, I tell you what, we'll toss it out there and see if anybody knows anything about it.
All right.
Thank you. Well, there you go. Apparently, there was some information out on social media yesterday that possibly there's a fair coming to Marion. But in the midst of this pandemic, I highly doubt that the city would grant a permit to do that, and I doubt any fair would want to do that anyway. I think it'd be very difficult to get insured and things of that nature. But did anybody see the post on Facebook and know what our listener there is talking about? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You never know. There very well could have been a post, because, you know, some people on Facebook like to post things that are not true. I think they think they're trying to be funny. They're just trying to mislead people. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Just me to bother you again.
Oh, no. I need to be bothered sometimes.
I would hate to meet you on a day like today where everything's sort of dull. and you have to dig something out. I'm not a fan of the things you're going with, you know, all the ghosts. I'm sure we've all seen him.
Well, here's the thing about the ghost, which is odd, because I don't believe, and I don't, I've never had a near-death experience, I've never met an alien, I've never done any of that. But what's fascinating about, like yesterday, the two ladies who called in, and the lady who called in this morning in hour number one, they have very elaborate stories. And, I don't know, I think sometimes we talk about the same issues, which are fine if there's a new twist to them, but you know, every so often I think ghosts are interesting, I think conspiracy theories are interesting, mm-hmm. You know, and people obviously do have stories which are kind of fascinating.
Well, now, I had a situation there. This has been back in 73, where I'd gone in for an operation. They messed it up pretty bad, and they had to we were over in New Philadelphia at the time, and they knew that they weren't going to be able to save me, frankly. So they put me in a, that thing there, and they took me to Cincinnati. And I found out later there were a couple of times within that they thought I died.
Wow.
Now, I didn't feel anything other than, you know, just, well, I don't remember a couple hours of it. But, no, I didn't see any ghosts. I didn't go up and see what heaven looks like. I traveled, and when I got there, they, just like they show in a lot of times, when they pull you up, boy, they run out and grab you and take you in and start working on you, and that worked.
Now, was there any white light?
No.
You know, the white light thing is interesting to me, because that's been a very common thing that very sensible people, who I think have no reason to make this up, all see. I wonder what it is that is there. I don't know.
Maybe it depends on just what they're suffering. It might be one of those things that maybe part of the brain, sort of just tingles or something. I didn't have that. I can imagine people having it. I've had times where I got real dizzy and stuff, but nothing like that.
Well, that's the interesting thing is, there are two schools of thought that I've heard to the white light, and one is that it's heaven, and that's where you're going down the tunnel to heaven. And then the other school of thought that I've heard is that is your brain shutting down, and that's the effect that you get.
Well, since I didn't get the heaven look, is that a bad thing for me?
I
start worrying about that. Goodness.
It's an interesting topic because, the two things you're not supposed to talk about is religion and politics, but we do them all.
Those are the only two things that make any sense.
Well, I just...
Everything else is pretty dull.
Well, I think it's interesting because, to be honest with you, much like everything going on in the world right now, all the social unrest we have, I like hearing why people feel the way they do. I like hearing the understanding because I think people know things that I don't know, and they it's just a discussion. It's not a hard-line thing. But
right. But
when it comes to religion, I've always wondered... I get why there are believers, and I get why there are non-believers. But what I don't understand is if there is a chance that you go somewhere, does it hurt in life to just say, to hedge your bets? I don't know. It's a strange thing to me.
I've heard people say, Mark Twain says something about, he didn't particularly believe in it, and frankly, if he had, he would have wasted a lot of Sundays.
Well, that sounds like Mark Twain.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's, if it makes people feel better and it is true, good.
I have nothing wrong with that.
Right, and I don't know why people feel... I think that's one of the big problems where people really start to knock it, and I don't understand that. I'm not really sure. Much like, the conversation we were having earlier on, I don't know if you heard it, about could Amos and Andy be aired now? The radio show, particularly, which was two white guys and very dialect-driven.
Yeah, they were out of Chicago, I think.
Yeah, well, what is shocking to me is, now some people will say, yes, you could air that on radio today because it's of a certain time, and why not, and they're just kind of defiant. But me, as somebody who could air it, I don't know why there would be, nothing would stop me from airing it, but I just wouldn't, because what is my motivation to, I know, if you don't know that Amos and Andy is going to make some people angry, then you're living in a different world. So why do it? Why?
You know, I was very surprised that it took this long to get rid of Aunt Jemima.
Well,
you know, I guess now it's no longer there, and Uncle Ben or whatever it is.
Well, I think it's, Aunt Jemima, I guess people, stereotypical is what it is. Uncle Ben, I don't understand, because apparently he was a maitre d' at a Chicago hotel, so I'm not even sure what that stereotype is. And Mrs. Butterworth, I don't understand at all, because that didn't come till the 60s, and I'm not sure that Mrs. Butterworth was based on anybody.
No.
So I don't understand that.
You know, they actually, with Aunt Jemima, they actually hired some women to go all over the place and say, yeah, I'm Aunt Jemima and all that.
They'll be out of work now.
Well, the whole thing about it was that they even sent them down south, and they were told, you go out and tell about Aunt Jemima and all that and act it up. But don't you bother to look for any place to eat here, or don't look for your any place to stay. Man, I tell you, people sicken me sometime with the nonsense that they believed. I had hopes that with the guy got his neck messed there, that maybe some people are going to wake up and realize how obscenely bad they were about the way they treated people. It's time for that crap to stop.
Well, I guess, and let me ask you, because we seem to have a lot of differing viewpoints here that I've heard on this show the last couple weeks. Do you think that Aunt Jemima, can you understand why that would be offensive to somebody?
Because it shows them... my feeling is it probably could, because they're a servant at that point. And Aunt Jemima's a servant.
Now, how do you feel about, the statue of Sherman or Christopher Columbus?
I think maybe they should knock down, like I say, get out the mask and put it around everything out there. Some of the things that make no sense. The Blackhawks in Chicago. People want that change now, the way they did doing with the Indians. The people with the Blackhawks said that was done as the real Blackhawk was a great man. This was an effort to make him, make people know about it. But it's Black Hawk, so, the Indian people aren't going to like it. Well, fine. I don't think we're ever going to get together.
Well, much like this COVID thing and this whole mask we're in, I really would love to see the psychological study of what's going on right now with these team names and products in the stores and so on and so forth. Because I really don't have an opinion on it. And this is one of those times I can honestly say, even if you would ask me in absolute private, I don't. I just really, if the pancakes taste the same and the syrup tastes the same, that's fine, and I haven't ever been to Christopher Columbus's statue, so whether it's there or not really makes no difference to me. Mm-hmm. But what fascinates me about the whole thing is, you cannot fake rage. So let's say I'm a person of African-American descent. I can understand why they would be angry. I get it. I understand why they're angry. What I can't understand is why people either don't understand why they're angry or are so on the other side of... I'm not sure what the other side is angry about. I mean, I get why the people who want it taken care of are angry, but because I keep hearing preserve history. Well, we're not taking Christopher Columbus out of the history books. We're not taking, just like we didn't take Adolf Hitler out of the history books.
Right.
So what is this preserving history thing I keep hearing? I've never heard so many people so interested in history in my life.
Yeah, it's important that the history be brought out. By that I mean people need to know how rotten we were at times.
We got just 1 minute. We're going to break. Hold the line. We'll be back in exactly 60 seconds here on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned. It's an interesting conversation. Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back 31 minutes past the hour having a conversation here about statues, products in the stores, our history. But, I mean, am I wrong here to assume that clearly people, African Americans, are angry because of how these people are portrayed and what some of these people did in the past? But what is the preservation of history all about?
Well, I tell you, the whole thing is both sides have people that they admire. But that doesn't make that person 100% right. That person, I'm sure if they dug deep enough into him, they're going to find something very horrible that they've done. So you're never going to have it. Maybe somebody wrote to the Columbus Dispatch and said, maybe they should get rid of all the people statues and stuff and put art there. You know, if change out take the people out of it, but have birds or, you know, whatever you want to do in the way of art to do it. So you got something neat to look at that people can go see, you know, well, it's really good. But you don't have to worry about somebody that's offended by the fact that somebody else got their picture.
Well,
I don't think there's a good answer to it.
Well, the psychological study that I don't understand, and again, I have no opinion on this, the psychological study I want to see is, you know, when somebody in your family is murdered, I understand outrage. If somebody vandalizes your house, I understand outrage. If somebody, busts into your car, I understand outrage. The outrage that is coming from some of these things, like taking down statues and changing products' names, that really is mystifying to me. Why that is, an opinion's fine. I don't think we should change the name Aunt Jemima. You know, if somebody said that, I'd say, hey, I get it, totally fine. But the outrage that follows that is what is shocking to me. I'm not sure what that is.
It's definitely overdone, and it's an attempt. It's been building up, and I hate this, I hate this, I hate this. Some of it's because maybe I got pulled over and arrested. Maybe somebody put his knee on my, maybe somebody tried to kill me. I know they're mad. I don't think anyone feels that a name is anything of any real importance, but it's something that gives you an attempt to go out and show that these people are wrong, they are terrible, they've hurt me, they've hurt my ancestors, But a way to make that better is not to go out and bust up buildings, set fire to them, go out and fight with them, bring your guns with you. You haven't done a thing. The whole thing, if you're trying to turn it into another civil war, you're pretty stupid, because your percent might be 14%. Well, your 14% isn't going to beat the 80% that's the other side.
Well, I tell you, you know what's interesting to me, and I don't know what this says. I think people should take note of this, and I've seen it very underreported on the news. Because they are making it into a black-white thing, racial thing. But the number one group that is wanting these statues gone and wanting these names changed are young white people. That's the majority of people protesting on that side.
Well, now, that shows how bad our schools are anymore.
Well, it says to me? It says to me that I think for a long time a mistake was made, because people kept referring to kids. They don't care about anything serious. They're all wrapped up in their video games. They don't know anything. They've never faced anything horrible. Well, these people, I think they heard that long enough. And I think these kids who are 18 to 30 now are saying, no, listen, we're as activist as you can be, and the things you didn't get done, we're going to get done. And whether you like these changes or not, I'll tell you what, these people are one word, effective.
And they are, but what they're basically doing is saying that everyone that's white is obviously, they're racist, they're terrible, they've done bad things themselves, they called names they shouldn't be using. You don't make it easier by going in and doing something that's going to irritate these people. Now, some things in my life I thought would have been so obvious. One of them would be, the kid back in 55 there that, basically, they said that he whistled at a woman.
Emmett Till?
Yeah. I'm glad you're doing this. I'm having trouble anymore remembering.
Oh, no, Rich, no problem.
Okay. That was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. That should have been, and it did help somewhat. That should have been a time when everyone looked and says, is that what we are, that we will do stuff like that? It's wrong. But some of them, well, obviously he did something. No, he didn't. And then this deal there with Milwaukee thing. Terrible. It was obvious. I can't see why anyone would feel that that's okay that happened. I wish they'd wise and look at stuff and realize they got to quit with the nonsense of saying that we're white and we're best, or we're black and we need to get money because 400 years ago they called us over here. Come on. Let's try to just put yourself as a person and forget about the nonsense of race. It won't happen, but it would sure be a lot nicer if it did.
Why do you think this remains a hot-button issue all these years later?
I don't know. It's an effort to prove your point, you know.
What do you think it is about the young white group, that is very effective? Why are they able to be effective where others weren't?
What makes you think they're actually effective?
Well, I see a lot of...
The newspapers like to have them here. Oh, boy, this young girl from where next? She's the one girl telling us that we're all stupid because She was the one that was on Time magazine last year saying.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking. I remember her.
God, she's got nothing to offer. She just decided that that's her life. That's what she's going to be about. But, you got to make, people still need to go places. They need to have food and stuff. I don't know. I wish people were a little more thoughtful about quit doing things that's going to make somebody else hurt.
Well, yeah, and I think that's probably right. I really would love to know what it all boils down to, though, because I don't think it's what people are saying. I think there's an underlying something, and I don't know what it is, and that's the psychological study of this. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always thought, and there's one big one I'm not even going to touch, but it's a big gaping one that I've never really understood. I thought it was always code for something else, but I don't understand why, like Aunt Jemima syrup. I don't understand, really, if Aunt Jemima had, if the people who run that company, who are the only ones who could change that name, if they just sat down one day and said, you know what, this is a little old, we need to young this up, we're the Quaker Oats Company, we already have our name on oatmeal, we don't have a syrup brand, why don't we just call this Quaker Oats syrup and put our Quaker man on the box, or on the syrup. If they had done that, would there be an outrage then?
Oh, I know a lot of people probably wouldn't be outraged about it, but I think it's that, well, why do it? It doesn't really mean anything. It's just a silly little thing.
Well, I'm not sure, one way or another, why, if her picture or that name is on the syrup, why it matters. And if anybody can tell me, I would love to know, one way or the other. I don't quite get it. The company that owns that name made a decision. And this was not a real woman. It's not even like we're taking a real woman off the box.
Well, like I mentioned there, they did hire women to go down, to different places to go talk to people about their syrup and everything. And when they did, they mistreated those people terribly.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it was a character played by many, many different women, the first being Nancy Green. The first pancake breakfast back here in Marion 50-plus years ago, Aunt Jemima was there. Not a real person, but somebody dressed up as Aunt Jemima. I wonder if there are pictures of that. That should be a project for somebody during all this COVID downtime, since the library and the Historical Society are open. Are there any pictures from the first Kiwanis Pancake Day? Because Aunt Jemima was there. And I wonder if there are pictures of that.
Now, really an Aunt Jemima person, they were a servant. But lots of people were servants. Lots of white people were servants, Sometimes it's just silliness. It's a matter that I hate everybody that's not like me. And if that's what you think, go out and let the bug get you there.
It's a big conversation to have, is for sure. I thank you for calling.
Oh, hey.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to bring out a couple other things.
Oh, go ahead.
It has to do with sports.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
The one, the dispatch today said that, the memorial is being played, but there are no customers there because they decided that that's dangerous. And it says that these things aren't a bit thrilling without people there. Without fans there to make, and all that. It loses a lot of it, and it's going to be the same way with baseball and everything else. You're not going to want to see that. But another thing, the Ohio State football for this year, they're only going to play Big Ten games. So they're going to knock out the Bowling Green, the Oregon, and the Buffalo games.
It's different. Mm-hmm. It's completely different. I don't know how that's all going to work. I can understand why not having a crowd will make a difference, though. Because,
yeah,
you know,
they even on the basketball, you were talking about the basketball teams, and they suspended that for a while.
Yeah, I just got to take this 1 minute break. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. We'll be right back.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
46 minutes past the hour back here on WWGH Radio talking sports and the lack of crowds that are going to be at all events. And I don't think the football games in the fall, I mean, I don't know if they've said it yet, but they're not going to have crowds.
They'll have some.
You think?
Yeah, I think they'll probably have maybe 20,000.
I don't know. We're headed towards something here very soon, I'm not sure what. I was having the conversation yesterday. You know, what was it? 4 counties the first day on the color-coded map have to wear masks, and then 8 yesterday. And it's going to keep happening. What was it? Wednesday was the 4th highest reported day ever in the whole history of this in Ohio, and only behind the prison outbreak days. Something's going to be done because they're going to open the nursing homes next week and, or 10 days from now. They're going to open up the nursing home in 10 days and the assisted living in 10 days and the schools in about a month.
It'll be good for the funeral people, though.
Well, but I don't think that's going to be the big one. When the death toll starts to go up, something will be done. I don't know. I can't imagine they would do a complete shutdown again. I think they're trying everything possible not to do that right now. Mm-hmm. But our governor's very cautious about this. And as much as he doesn't want to do that again because he doesn't want the economy to crash, I think at some point you don't want to be Arizona. You don't want to be Texas. I think what will happen is I think they'll be very sporadic. I think they might shut down the bars. I saw an article on that, and that may have been in the Dispatch, about how when the schools open, that if they shut down the places that are causing the most trouble, which apparently are bars for some reason, and restaurants, that maybe they can get through it better.
Yeah, that help. I feel bad about the kids. They're going to hurt because, like I say, they got enough trouble in a lot of the schools anymore that the kids aren't learning much. It's not going to help.
Well, I don't know. The teachers, I certainly don't want to see anything happen to the kids, but you're going to have the teachers, you know, 20, 25 kids in a room. A lot of teachers are over the age of 40. And kids just handle it better, and you've got 25 of them and one of you, and if any of them are just a carrier, and you've got any kind of compromised immune system, or just the fact that you're older, I think there are going to be a lot of teachers that get sick. I mean, the years I taught, teachers always got the flu and colds very quick at the start of the year, and I think that's what's going to happen with this. I don't know why it wouldn't.
It probably will.
And that's going to be a big... I mean, there was a flu. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. I think it was last year that they had to close... Yeah, it was last year. I think they had to close a county school. It may have been River Valley because they didn't have enough staff to come in and not enough substitutes because everybody was sick.
You know, in 2018, they had more people that... up to this point of the year... They had more people that died then than they do now.
Yeah. I don't know.
Another thing, just on basketball, that is going to look so dumb if they're wearing masks and trying to play basketball. Can you imagine that?
Well, I think people are going to get sick. Pass out.
I don't know. Probably.
You know, I would think that would not be...
Because they won't be able to breathe.
Well, you know, these masks that they're going to make them wear are probably those N95 or those cloth ones, and those are very difficult to breathe through just walking around.
I know.
Let alone running.
Frankly, I don't use them.
Yeah, running back and forth up and down a... you know, I don't know. What I can't figure out is all these things that are optional, like sports... and amusement parks and zoos and all, why are people, if it's optional, continuing to do it if we know things are bad?
Yeah, to me it doesn't make sense. Oh, it'd be nice if you can take your kids out to do a lot of things that they'd like, but you know, you have to pay a little more attention to what's actually happening right now.
I guess the ball will keep rolling. Well, there'll be a lot of psychological studies. A lot of universities will get a lot of grants to do a lot of studies that we'll all get to see in a couple of years from now.
And they probably won't amount to much of anything.
No, well, not for us to talk about one morning. That'll be about it.
Hey, I guess.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open. A lot of topics on the table there, and they are very interesting topics. What do you make of sports playing without crowds? Do you think football will have a crowd? I don't know. The baseball seems to say no. Apparently the Memorial Tournament is saying no. Football's not that far off. And what's going to happen with college sports? Do we know anything about that? Also, we did have a caller earlier on say something about on Facebook they were advertising that there may be a fair in Marion this weekend. Did anybody see that on the social media and have any information on that? I can't imagine the city would ever grant a permit during this coronavirus for that. But, you know, we'll clear it up here. People put a lot of things on social media just to be funny, I think. That's what they say they're doing. They're being funny when really what they're trying to do is mislead people. And if you get to these people who are doing this sort of thing, you would know that they're trying to be misleading. They're not trying to be funny. First of all, if you put something up on social media, you can't see people laugh. You can't hear people laugh. It's not about laughter at all. It's about trying to mislead. And I guess if that makes you laugh, maybe you should figure out why that makes you laugh. Because would you like to be misled? I don't know. Sounds like an inferiority complex to me. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Have you heard anything about this alleged fair this weekend here in Marion? Or what do you... Does it really matter what the syrup is named? I would love to hear the opposing viewpoint on this. I think it'd be fascinating. What is the opposing viewpoint on changing the name of the syrup? I get why people don't... I mean, I think we all get why people don't want it there. They feel Aunt Jemima is a servile character and portrayed in a way that people shouldn't be portrayed. I think that's the viewpoint of the people who don't want it. What is the viewpoint of people who want it to stay? Why do we want Aunt Jemima to stay on the syrup bottle? Why is that an important thing? Because she's not real. She's not an historic figure. So what is the story here? Why? why, what is the backstory as to why she should stay? I'd be interested. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, and we're also doing slang terms this morning. Does anybody know what these slang terms mean? Now, we have a wet sock. That was a slang term at what point? At one point. What did a wet sock mean? Happy cabbage. What did happy cabbage mean? Does anybody know that? Now, this is a very strange one. Pang wangle. Pang wangle. What does pang wangle mean? In the ketchup. Flub the dub. A pine overcoat. Those are all slang terms. Does anybody know what those slang terms mean? If you get even close, I'll give it to you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got a pine overcoat, flub the dub, in the ketchup, pangwangle, happy cabbage, and a wet sock. Those all were terms that were slang terms that meant something else years and years and years ago. Does anybody know what those terms meant? Are we even going to get a guess on this? A wet sock, happy cabbage, pangwangle, in the ketchup, flub the dub, a pine overcoat. Go ahead, caller.
A pine overcoat is probably a casket.
A coffin, yes. A pine overcoat is a coffin. What an awful thing to think about. You have a pine overcoat, a coffin. Holy moly.
Well, I worked in there. I worked as in the mortuary for a long time in the Army.
Oh, really?
They used to call them that.
That's interesting. You know, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but since they started using embalming fluid, do you know how long a body stays preserved?
Not long, because, you know, they start deteriorating. It won't take long, especially in this type of weather, for them to start deteriorating, you know?
Well, I just want, because I know that they use formaldehyde now, that they embalm the body, and I thought that was to preserve it, and then they bury it in the ground, which is cold. So I wonder, you know, how long does it take to for a body to decay away now?
Well, I can remember my mother talking about they had to dig up her uncle that died. Now, she was just a kid then. And her mother told her when they dug him up, I don't know what they was digging him up for, but when they opened the casket, his mustache fell off.
Really? Holy mackerel.
I guess he hadn't been dead that long, so that gives you an idea of what goes on.
Doesn't take very long, I guess.
No.
All right. Hey, thank you. Yes, that our first answer to our first slang terminology. A pine overcoat is a coffin. So that's the kind of slang thing we're doing here. A pine overcoat is a coffin. Also, if anybody knows the answer to that, give me a. I'd love to. I don't know why I've always been curious about that, but we started using embalming fluid before we buried people. How long does it take for a body to start to go away? Now, somebody told me it takes quite a while now because of the embalming fluid, the formaldehyde. And do they still use formaldehyde? I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What a happy topic that is. Okay, the slang terms we have here, a wet sock. What is a wet sock? Happy cabbage. Pangwangle, in the ketchup, flub the dub. Those are the slang terms we have on the table right now. Does anybody know what those mean? Flub the dub, in the ketchup, pangwangle, happy cabbage, and a wet sock. Those are all slang terms. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what those mean? 59 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Slang terms are very interesting. A butter and egg man. What does that mean? A butter and egg man. Does anybody know that? Getaway Friday here on WWGH Radio, 740-383-9944. If you got the answer, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Or if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, go right ahead and throw that on the table. We've still got 2 hours to go here this morning on WWGH Radio. We're not going anywhere. I'll be right here for another 2 hours. Stay tuned. Lots more right around the corner here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for good radio. Stay tuned. Your calls and much more right after this short but important timeout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the Baloney Song,
two Irishmen and a Hebrew once went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods, the nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all ran out except a baloney.